I got cancer.
No, oh, crazy. What happened?
Dude, somebody straight up had a North Korean patch on their bag.
How would that be racist?
I thought do you guys want to just go, like, kind of mess with the ATF a little bit?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Unsubscribe Podcast. I'm joined today by the four hosts, Mr. Eli, Mr. Brandon, and Nick, Fat Electrician.
Haven't seen you guys in, like, 18 hours.
ATF. 13. I'm so drained. My brain is fried.
This is a busy schedule. Cody's going hard. You've had a diet of just booze today.
Hey, don't worry about me, buddy.
I'm proud.
Hey, judgmental.
That's what I said to my therapist when I mentioned the same thing. Is it your job to worry about me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Eli and I started the day off at 10:30. With veterans.
Well, you started the day off at 9 with booze.
Don't worry about me, buddy.
But then I was happy because I was like, I need to, here's your questions. I went downstairs. He had a mimosa ready for me. I was like, fucking, let's do this. Boom, one. I was like, maybe half another one. Cody's like, okay, yep. 4. I was like, oh, my boy's having fun. He's getting those nerves off.
All right. Public speaking fucks me up. And yes, I drank a lot before that. For the veteran, can we say the word or what do we? What do
for,
we?
For prevention of veteran sewer slide.
Yeah. Sewer slides. Yeah. So Eli and I did a panel with Mr. Tim Kennedy and a couple of other people.
Brandon opened it too.
Yeah, Brandon opened it. It was really
and
cool. It was
I'd
really
opened cool. my day with violent food poisoning. So as soon as I got off stage, I was like, oh yeah, time to go just obliterate the fourth floor restroom.
You're like the eighth person. This SHOT Show that's gotten food poisoning.
Tim, you, me.
Don't order fish in the fucking desert.
Yep.
That makes sense. Not a great plan.
Yeah, quit doing that.
I ate oysters today.
Why would you do that?
Because they look really good.
It's a desert, Eli.
But they're delicious. Fantastic. But we did we had the panel.
We'll
we did amazing. Everyone had
timer starts.
Eli's about to miss an episode for the first time ever.
No, this is also his room, so we'll just be hearing him fucking 12 feet away in the bathroom that has no fan.
Waterboarding people. That's what he's doing.
Side note. Why is he also crying?
Hotels, please just leave a fan in the room. Just one fan. We ask.
Like a box fan?
Yes.
No, or the overhead fan or something. Because, like, Jesus Christ, you have to stay in a hotel room with your significant other while you're shitting your brains out and there's no fan and thin walls, that's uncomfortable.
That's dope.
Right into the relationship right there.
Oh,
baptism
yeah.
by fire.
Oh, you're going to be a whole new tier after that.
Speaking of relationships, your girlfriend's dogs are looking at you right now like, bruh. After what you just did 20 minutes ago.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Jesus. I wasn't putting it together.
That was a side quest leading up to this.
Yeah. That was a slow burn on that one. We were just like, do you guys want to just go, like, kind of mess with the ATF a little bit? Because as one does
at SHOT Show. Yeah.
I was forgetting that. That's the wildest thing in the world.
Right.
They even tweeted it. They said, we're going to SHOT Show. Can't wait to see you, the ATF.
It's like fucking Jacqueline's going to a vegan convention.
What are you doing here?
They really, the whoever organizes, you know, through NSSF, you know, who determines where the booths are or whatever, really needs to put them next to, like, elite canine training unit or something like that. Some sort of dog joke.
Just right across from it.
Sarah McLachlan's just standing there singing in the arms of an angel the whole time.
It's a Mexican standoff halfway across the hallway.
Oh, man. It's been good. I haven't walked the floor yet. That was the most I've been on the floor literally right then to the ATF booth and back.
The only other time I did, I was on the floor at all was I had a booth appearance yesterday. Otherwise, I've avoided the show floor.
I think Mike went on at Grantham and he got apparently swarmed.
Oh, yeah. He was down there for a booth appearance. I went and said hey to him.
How was it? Was he like,
He was getting swarmed. I thought that I was going to be back here, like, to do the podcast an hour ago, but I would walk five feet and everyone's like, hey, take a picture, which I love you guys. I love it. Love you guys.
So everyone's
how we do this, but.
So, yeah, so many people. It's awesome to see everyone just rallying behind and just everyone getting a photo. Also, who was the last photo that we had that?
Bro, I've seen some shit this week. The amount of, I don't know. Look, I'm not saying that they were sent here by North Korea and China to take pictures of fucking everything and not talk to us. But
usually,
I've seen a lot of swarms of people that are, I don't know,
who
speaking
are
Chinese and have. Dude, somebody straight up had a North Korean patch on their bag and was just recording shit and not talking to anybody. Like,
I don't know,
way up in shit.
I don't know why NSSF still allows that, but that's like been the meme. They're like, dude, please fix this. These people are here to just take pictures so they can, you know, get a Temu or Wish.com version out like 2 weeks from now.
What's the fucking their budget version of the Raptor? That piece of shit.
The Raptor?
Yeah, no, the J-20, the F-22.
Oh, jeez.
They have a knockoff. Their stealth fighter that all the fucking commie dudes jerk off. Yeah, it's terrible. It's like 30% larger than the F-22, and they're like, oh, it's stealth, but it's fucking enormous. It's got the fucking cross section signature of a fucking house flying at you.
It's picked better. Up on radar, sonar, your television set.
Well, it's bigger because we have a bigger gas tank, so it's got better range, which is our selling point. But in reality, it's because we don't have any fucking aircraft carriers and we can't sustain these things. Not that F-22s land on aircraft carriers anyways. We do aerial refueling. But my point is they don't have the logistical capability to keep up, so that's why they have to tamper all their shit. Anyways, communism sucks. He took a picture with a bunch of them.
Yeah, we
almost. He. You might have fucking killed a man 45 minutes ago. Actually,
yeah, I think that happened. So yeah.
Hey, oh my god, need the photo right now. Bro, they all had cameras.
We couldn't do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there was three like guys that said they were straight up from like mainland China, and
we're gun influencers from China.
Yeah. I'm like, are you allowed to have guns there? And they're just like, nah.
Oh, we can't.
No. Homie said, yeah, we're just going to not talk about that and change the subject.
So,
They
want to take a picture together and it's like, oh, yeah, cool. All right, you guys ready? 3, 2, 1, fuck communism.
The one dude that had previously said, we're going to change the subject, took the fucking card out of his camera after he did that.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I watched him take the memory card out. I might have it on my vlog camera.
Those three gentlemen might be going back to 5 years of hard labor that all of a sudden their families just never see them again.
They're gonna be working out to a photo of you wanting to kill you for putting him in those concentration camps.
Well, I didn't do that. Communism did.
Science.
That's insane. They actually pulled out their memory card.
The one dude did.
Yeah. Oh, that's fear right there. It's a proper government.
Spies, yeah, you know. Am I right?
We talk a lot of shit about our government, but...
all I'm saying, even the communists were using a Sony camera. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Can't copy good tech, can you?
What else? Cody, you got in. We had a good gambling night last night. Everyone was...
cleared. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
I did, too.
Fucking house last night. How much did you win, Cody? Life. Cody won life, and that's all that matters.
Negative a lot.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
I pulled 1,000 out. I gave 300 to Heather.
Gave 100 to me.
I took 300. Gave 100 to him. And now I don't have any money. So.
Yeah.
That was, you know what? That's roulette, dude. That's
you win some, you lose. You win some, you lose some, buddy.
That's why we do booth appearances.
I checked my pocket this morning, and I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot of chips. They're probably fives. It was stacks of 25s. I won like $500 last night.
Fuck. I was like, don't remember how.
I'm pretty sure it was roulette.
Roulette was good. Roulette was very good last night. I cleared house on that. That was my one thing.
How much you make?
$3,200.
Don't gamble,
on roulette?
Kids. Yeah. Don't gamble.
I would literally, I would walk away. I'd be like, I'm going to gamble. I wouldn't let anyone gamble with me. I'd do one big bet. I'd be like, I'd hear people cheer for me. I'd be like, hey, I won, walk back, cash out. And I just kept doing that.
You look away, Nick comes over, swipes your chips.
Like, no.
Bro, you've been doing that for years now. Like, what? You and I have been at SHOT Show together for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And I've seen you do that every single time. You just walk up, place a bet, cover your face.
That's my good luck. Boom. Look away. That's how I approach life.
And sex, typically.
Yeah, I'd look away. Like, now I can't get.
Are you looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbooks has you covered. Now, new customers can bet on that new game and turn $5 into $200 instantly. And bonus bets. Boom, like right now, they got the San Francisco 49ers, negative 120, and the Kansas Chiefs at plus 100. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code UNSUB. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets immediately. An official sports betting partner with Super Bowl 58. The crown is yours. It's mine. The crown is mine, but I'll let you borrow it. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure you go get help. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPPENNY. Hopeny. Hope, New York. And remember to play responsibly. On behalf of the Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 age varies by jurisdiction. And bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. Go get your bet on. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code UNSUB.
Too fast. I hope it works.
Oh, yeah, the segment.
Hey.
So wait, I know Brandon knows. I don't think we told Cody about the menthol thing.
No, I don't know about
that. Oh, you two do not know about this. Okay, so Brandon, how do we do this? Do we play a game where it's like let's talk about why the government banning menthol cigarettes without it being racist? Or how do we approach this?
How
topic?
Would that be racist?
I thought well. Damn, dude.
Brandon caught it. It's like,
are you smoking Section A cigarettes, dude?
They're banning menthol cigarettes. And then we were told that they just wanted to see if we could do a segment on it. So I was like, I think we could piece something together.
Piece that together. Yeah. As if we need more reasons to talk about why the government fucking sucks. One of my favorite topics, actually.
Yeah, now
did you hear about that?
No. I think you mentioned it the other night, but they're banning menthol cigarettes specifically? Yeah. Wow, that's racist.
Yeah.
Well, those are your words.
I'm sorry.
I did smoke. I will say I did smoke menthols after gunfights in Iraq. That would be like my one thing. I had Newports.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're smoking them Newports?
Literally Newport over.
You and shoplifters.
What? Section 8 cigarettes.
Point of concern.
Jesus Christ, Section 8 cigarettes.
Are 40s okay? Are the
40s are safe.
Yeah, okay, those are safe right now.
I just don't understand, like, going after those specifically. It's like, you don't want to ban cigarettes. You want to specifically ban menthols.
The cop got it.
Oh, I think we all did.
Oh, we got it.
This is what started Civil War II.
No, yeah. What will start Civil War II is Chuck Schumer just went on TV and talked about how they're going to ban Zins now.
Oh, why? Fuck you.
The same reason they're banning menthols, I guess. Just a different crowd.
Wait, get it's the just fuck. Is everything getting just banned now?
Yeah, Chuck Schumer's like.
Zen's not even tobacco. I thought it was just like straight nicotine.
It's yeah, just
it's
nicotine.
All, yeah, it's awesome.
It's like, not that nicotine's like good, but it's like the one fucking kind of okay part of chewing tobacco. Yeah.
What was funny is that a bunch of the influencers in like the sports space and a bunch of other different people picked up on that. People that aren't normally political, and they're like, oh, you ban Zen's? January 6th is about to look like a fucking party.
Well, I think they're banning. Are they banning tobacco in the or chew a dip in the military now?
Really?
I thought I just seen that, and that's when I was
good,
like, "Yo,
good
that's gonna
fucking luck."
Yeah, that's good gonna piss luck.
You
ban awesome.
Dip in the military?
You're not banning dip. You're just raising the prices.
You would know? Are they doing it?
They talked about it for a little bit. They didn't talk about it because it was one of the health initiatives they were trying to pass.
Which is fucking ridiculous. Like, that is one thing for war.
Fucking make them do more push-ups. Jesus Christ.
Maybe if we did 23, things would be different.
Cody at the Cody has so many good zingers at the thing. I was like waiting. I was like, let's see how Cody does. He's like, you know, fucking ceiling spaghetti. I was like,
ceiling pizza.
Yeah, ceiling pizza. I was like, my boy's starting strong.
I got that from you. I got that quote from you.
Yeah, pizza.
Baby spaghetti.
Oh, ceiling pizza.
Yeah. I mean, that's better. So good for you.
That was from Charleston, I think. When we were hanging out like years ago.
Is that baby?
I thought you taught me that.
No, I thought you taught me that.
What the fuck?
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't remember.
That sounds like definitely from your side of the table. You know what? Where that came from.
My trauma goes into humor. And that's what happened at the thing. I didn't mean to say so many gamer words.
Yeah. They were humorous words.
What gamer word?
G-Van's like... 13 minutes, 36 seconds.
That motherfucker needs a raise this week.
No, he doesn't. Don't do that.
Bro.
I do have to run. Unfortunately, I've got to go to my fundraiser tonight because our schedule is crazy. And we can just, you know, we sneak away with the time that we've got.
Yes.
That we can just kind of get to film a podcast. Right. So I got to run, but in my stead, for the first time, this is an internet exclusive. You will get to see my actual campaign manager, and they will be the guest for this portion of the episode until we come back. He's one of the most stressed men on the planet because he has to deal with me and my campaign. It's like doing damage control for King fucking Kong. So without further ado.
He's introducing himself.
Bye, Brandon.
Himself.
See you soon.
Bye.
See you
guys. Oh, we are all just like literally doing this for...
You got like 15 minutes.
15 minutes? And we're going to... The camera's going to turn back on and we're all going to be shit wrecked.
Yeah, because it'll be after Brandon's fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Good luck, Brandon. We love you.
My consultant, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, shout out to Brandon. He like knocked out his speech too at the...
Oh, killed it.
That was like even Tim turned and he's like, damn, that was really like well put together and like precise. Brandon did a good job, had a good joke, got laughs. I was proud of my boy.
And he got those communist guys assassinated.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
They're fucking good. The look on their face when he was like, fuck communism. They went, oh.
Tan Mong, you feet down.
Bro, it was like, they were scared.
Say communism. Say
good. They're going to go home. It's going to be exact same thing. He held his arm around me. They couldn't escape. Do you know the Tana Tanamongu?
No.
Oh, what? My.
When iDubbbz was funny?
No.
You've never seen...
I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not super deep into, like, the history of YouTube and stuff.
Bro,
like,
that is probably one of the best episodes on the internet of just anything. Anything. He killed that girl's... What, it cost her 2 million subs in 2 weeks?
What happened?
Oh man!
All right, if we're getting into internet lore.
Menthol cigarettes.
No, I'm here for it.
So, Tana Mongoose, she, back in the day, she said the...
You got the joke, tweak.
She said the N-word in a video.
A or R?
Hard R.
Okay.
Hard R.
Oh.
Hard R.
That's worse.
Multiple times. And then... iDubbbz saw that, and he went to one of her events where she was meeting like all these young kids, and like, because she was like a really popular, I don't know, I don't even know what she fucking did on YouTube.
You just talk and like commentate. She would do like story time.
She did story time shit. Yeah. And so iDubbbz goes to her event and pays a bunch of money to get to meet her, and he puts his arm around her, and he says,
"Say."
Fucking, she's just like, oh shit, and
she goes like this. She's like, so he walks up and he is in line. He is in her swag. He is in this girl's swag. He drove fucking 20 hours to this event. Drove, got tickets, got VIP tickets.
Bought the t-shirt.
Yeah, bought the t-shirt, had the swag, went up, boom, say, he just went like that. And then light hand. And she goes and just walks off. He filmed everything. He knew how she would react. She then went on stage and did episodes about it while he built a Content Cops, which Content Cops destroyed channels. When they came out, like...
Well, she said, like, he attacked me and he did this. And
he was
like,
fighting security.
Yeah.
He held me.
Yeah, he held me. He gave a thumbs up. And I love he points that out. He's like, first off, I would never give a thumbs up. That is so douchebag. Like, that's one thing he focused on. He's like, he didn't grab you. And then, but he made the sound effects. And then she pulled away. Goes like that. But she made it seem like he was holding her there and did all this stuff. And during this video, he went and backtracked and found all the videos of her saying the N-word in full capacity and hatred. So he's like, what about this one? So he would just overlay her saying it throughout the video. Then that one all exposed her for that event, the after event, and the fallout of it. And she lost almost 2 million subs in a matter of 2 weeks. You fucking killed that girl's channel.
Man, what happened to iDubbbz?
Dude, iDubbbz used to go
so
hard.
So crazy. What happened?
I know.
I can't wait till I become successful and then pull the ladder up behind me since I built my entire career off of calling people retarded.
If you get Brandon Herrera elected to U.S. federal Congress, you're going to be famous in your circles. Like you're going to be a legend.
Yeah.
Pulling that ladder up. I love pulling that ladder up. Just like, well, made it.
His catchphrase was a racial slur followed by a homophobic slur. And he's like, now he's fucking woke. Okay. You're getting some fucking mid-tier pussy. Jesus fucking Christ.
How you been, man? You fucking crushing it.
How great. Beautiful.
How's Brandon's campaign going?
Oh, yeah. As Brandon's campaign manager, it's been fucking chaos. I don't know if you've been around the man for 5 minutes, but can't get him to fucking...
How are you getting him elected?
Bribery, honestly.
Ultra,
corruption. Corruption.
We got ties to the inside. Based on the allegations online about me, I'm a Fed. That or gay, but...
Browsing the internet without using ExpressVPN is like dropping your dogs off and having them be watched by the ATF. Browsing the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog without a leash. It's dangerous. It's better to be careful. And that's why you always use ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, such as cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secure. Oh, any hacker on that network can gain access and steal all your data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all your devices, computers, tablets, phones, even your smart TV. It's easy to use. Just fire up that app, click one button, and ba-bah! I use it to browse nefarious websites. But on a serious note, we all use ExpressVPN because it is simple, it works, and it is effective. Get an extra 3 months free right now over at expressvpn.com/unsub. That's expressvpn.com/unsub.
Dude, I love the ATF actually like filmed
Bro,
you.
Bro, they were for real that filming was wild. Me.
They he was telling me that before we came up here that they walked up and the ATF started filming you.
Yeah, the dude.
Of all the guys, it looks like they're going to blow something up, though.
The dude's dressed like a spook, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think he was like, the CIA is watching us. But I think he's going to go back to his hotel room and beat off to that. Got some.
I mean, you look good, dude.
Thanks, man.
You always dress up so clean. You were like one of the nicest dressed people. It's like, damn, son, damn.
Sometimes. Unlike this gentleman who showed up to the Gundy's wearing a cutoff t-shirt.
I was fucking hammered.
Oh, yes.
I did Zen for the first time that night ever. So
why?
I've done
a 3 or a 6?
I don't know.
That's a dangerous 6.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think it was the only thing that kept me alive. I was that drunk. Sense.
It'll even you out.
It was, yeah. Like, I felt normal, and then I woke up the next day, and I felt like I got hit by a fucking car. I mean, last podcast, I was wearing glasses because I was too fucked up to put my contacts in that morning when I woke up. Like, I was super drunk.
This was 36 hours that this all has taken place within.
I was so drunk. It was bad.
That went from 10:30 a.m. podcast to 2 p.m.
I was so drunk, I thought I was hallucinating because I walked into the Gundy's and just started seeing a bunch of fucking people I did not expect to see there. It was like, oh, gun YouTuber.
Twista.
Gun YouTuber. Josh Barnett, UFC. Like, I think he was the first heavyweight champion ever. And I was like, gun YouTuber. Fucking Liver King. What is happening right now? I'm hammered. What is that, Kyle Rittenhouse? What the fuck?
Terror Tactical. It's like...
Did you mean it when you said you love me, though?
Yeah. No, I meant that part.
Good. All right, we're fine.
Yeah. Fucking Rittenhouse FaceTimed me at like 4:30 the other night.
That guy was the only person there drunker than me.
I'm not kidding.
That was the night he FaceTimed me.
Who said Kyle Shittenhouse? That got the fucking... Oh, yeah, Rich came up with that. I was like, oh, that was a pretty good line, actually.
Oh, no.
This is fucking Vegas. We're all having a blast, though. Wonderful I just time. Controlled chaos. What videos are you working on? We finally found out your thing.
Oh, yeah.
For YouTube.
Yeah, your long form's looking fucking great. Yeah.
Will, he just found out a cheat code called.
Yeah, Eli let me in on a secret. They're called channel tags, and it's how people are able to find your channel. And if you use those, then people can find your channel.
He went to bed and woke up with a 2% increase. I was like, wait. He was like, wait. I was supposed to hit the more advanced button. I was like, You're what?
I didn't know what was in the settings. I thought it was like the language you speak.
I've never
done that. Everyone in the background's like taking their phones up. They're like, fuck. Shit.
Well, wait. The free money button. He
taught Cody about the free money button. That was a fun night. Your mood that night, you were like on top of the world. You found out about the free money button, and you were like, fuck. You're just walking around. You're like, yo.
5 million subscribers, and he tells me about the free money button. Fuck you, man.
Like, do you know how much shit I could have bought with that money?
We're still learning.
We're sitting in JT's house. Like, you're grilling, and you go, hold on, what? And you open settings, go, fuck, it was one button you had to click.
There's a free money button if you have a YouTube channel.
Which one is it?
They started super chats, kind of like Twitch has, but they can leave them anytime in the comment section.
Oh, and shout out to those people that do off. It.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
His yeah, we get off. It from these guys. That was funny.
Fucking shit, dude.
God, that's what always happens.
I'm the worst businessman ever.
Well, he was. But now you got it all dialed.
We're figuring it out. Fuck.
Yours is doing good, though. You're doing what kind of content?
Kind of conspiratorial histories, mysteries type deal, you know?
What was the last one you did?
Last one that I did, man, it's been a while. I still work a full-time job, you know? As a contractor, Fed, Brandon's campaign manager, busy life. fuck, what was my last YouTube video?
Arctic. I don't know.
Yeah, the Arctic conspiracy. That's it. Thanks. Yeah. I'm a fan of the channel,
yeah.
I assume.
I watch.
You are?
I forget. I think I'm a plumber. I don't know.
Hold on, dude.
Fuck off. You ain't going to get me. Goddamn amateur.
Fucker. Come on. Yeah, Antarctic conspiracies talking about, is there a hollow Earth? Is there something inside of this planet? Are there secret Nazis hiding down there?
Is that where the Nazis went?
Yeah. No, they went to fucking Argentina. Everybody knows that. But some people think they might have went to Antarctica
and
afterwards.
NASA. I mean,
it's a whole underground. It's a kaiju world down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. I think they land down under.
They recently, it was like a couple years ago, they actually found a fucking Nazi weather station in Canada like 5 years ago.
What were they checking? It was fucking cold.
No, it was legit like. Who was that?
Steve fucking cold over here.
But no, it was just like a government building with fucking no trespassing signs, and everybody's like, oh, no trespassing. I'm going to fuck off now. And that just went on for, you know, since World War II. And
so finally
somebody broke in. It was like, what the fuck is this?
What's this Hindu weather station doing here?
Fifth generation Nazi. Just raising his kids out there.
What's this Hindu weather station doing in northern Canada? Fuck.
Wait, what'd they find in there? I want to know that.
I don't know. Whatever, yeah. Schwash.
Schwash. Schwashtikas.
It's a simple thing. Get it.
Mm. Yeah.
God, I was going to ask you something. Oh, last time, you're just getting into the space. This is like, he is still a hard-working, fucking blue-collar. What do you
still
do for work?
Semi-normal.
I'm a construction.
Contractor, yeah. Construction, yeah. Pouring concrete, yeah. Everything.
I do it all.
You leaving, last time you literally working on site, flew out here to hang out with us, went to Eddie's house, who was a VR streamer.
Oh, shit, yeah, we went to Eddie VR's house.
Yeah, that was wild.
It's funny, because we went to the rodeo, and then we went to Eddie VR's place.
Yep.
And then what'd you say? You're like, man, I was pouring concrete 12 hours ago.
I was throwing garbage into a dumpster, and my friend called me to ask to borrow $60. So his electricity could stay on. And then 12 hours later, I was in like a multi-million dollar mansion. Full fucking existential crisis.
Walked outside.
I thought they locked the door on me. Well, I talked to him about it and they watched the doorbell footage. And apparently it's fucking hysterical. It was pouring down rain. And I was like, you know, fucking living my Ryan Gosling internal monologue. Standing out there, started wandering away. Came back after smoking a cigarette. I'm fucking brewing in my head. Went to open the door and I was like, chunk, chunk. And I'm like, oh, fuck. They locked me out. I guess I'll just, I don't know, walk somewhere.
Well, I'm texting you. I'm like, Trump, where are you at?
Cody opens the door and he's like, Trump! Like, I was a lost cat. And I'm like, it's fine. I called Uber. I'm just going to go.
Because knocking on the door was out of the question.
I don't have social skills!
I just like, you're like, they hate me.
That was my automatic assumption. I got the tism touch. Are you still running the merch?
No, it comes out.
We're doing Spectrum April. Warship now.
Oh, okay. Which is way better. Spectrum Gunship, way better merch. That thing is fucking baller. It's my favorite merch we've done so far.
By the Spectrum, full Spectrum.
Wait, what happened?
No, I'm nuked on the Spectrum. Oh, I don't have social skills. Yeah.
Congrats.
Knocking on a door.
Next one's just going to be a magazine with puzzle pieces, full Spectrum jacket. It's going to be good.
That's a really good even the helmet with the, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, yeah. I fucking like it.
Born to math. Carved in the side of the helmet.
Holy shit. What?
If it just said born to math, a puzzle piece is stuck in the fucking band. That's really fucking good.
We're going to raise so much money for autism. I'm so excited.
God, we're doing it right. Through knocking them down. Cody, how you been? You got your content rolling out. You're back. Man. Welcome back to fucking welcome to Vegas, finally. You were so happy to be with your boys last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're having a good time here in Vegas. Yeah, I just got here last night.
We were getting texts from you. You're like, I got FOMO. How are you doing, buddy? Oh, where's my friends at?
I was so upset. Everyone's texting me, and they're like, we're hanging out. I'm like, oh, man, I'm at home.
Speaking of last night, I owe you that.
Did he give you money?
You can keep these.
I can keep them forever?
Yeah, those are yours.
That covers. Well, I heard you talking about how you lost at roulette, and I felt kind of bad.
That's one.
Congressman Herrera's campaign manager taking bribe money. You just saw it.
Yeah.
You saw
it.
Even though he handed it in here right back, we'll just edit that part
tax
out.
Tax evasion. I just bought it.
I don't know how, but somehow.
Hey, no matter your relationship status or your thoughts on Valentine's Day, we can all agree some things are better together. A blockbuster movie and popcorn. But you know what else is a perfect match? The unsubscribe guy and my sweet Raycon Everydays. I truly use my everyday earbuds each day at the gym. Why? Because they don't fall out of my ear. Watch this. Locked in, bro. Locked in. One of the other reasons is because they are so comfortable. With optimal gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. 8 hours of play time and 32 hours of battery life. And most importantly, you get amazing quality audio at half the price of other premier audio brands. Little, you get around the block, don't you? They have tens of thousands of five-star reviews, 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. Go to buyraycon.com/unsub and get 15% off your Raycon order and get free shipping too. Again, buyraycon.com/unsub.
Jeez, what happened last night? Fuck, we were out for a minute.
Dude, that is I forget even what bars we were. We just started at the Circle Bar. That was a fucking nightmare.
Fuck, it's Monday, right?
Nightmare.
It's Tuesday. Wednesday.
Fuck, it's Wednesday.
Shit. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yay. It's Wednesday.
Wait, you were so off. It's Monday,
fuck,
right?
You were off too.
2 more days.
Started at the Circle Bar, moved over to the sports bar, like 5 things over, because it was just,
yeah,
like,
I remember that.
30 minutes. How drunk did you get last night? You had a good time?
I've been drunk the whole time. It's fine.
Everyone's going pretty hard.
It's Shasha.
I know. Shit show.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the bathroom?
Oh, speaking of shit shows.
Wait, what?
Bro, I went into the bathroom, like the one closest to the fucking, like, the main level at Shot Show. There was just a crowd of people looking in. It was every shitter door was closed and locked, and there was 5 grown men looking at one door that was open, like, and I walked up, and there was shit everywhere. It was on the wall. It was on the floor. It was on the toilet. It was everywhere.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, what? I don't know
how it happened.
Was it just sprayed?
Did you see it?
No, I didn't, but I might have eaten at Denny's earlier today and hit the bathroom afterwards.
Wait,
Stop bringing it up.
It was on the door?
No.
Oh, I was
floor.
Like, the floor. Jesus, I thought he did like a 360 no scope. Just jump, twisted, and shot.
It was intentional.
I was like, what the fuck? We dropped Ryden off at the airport. I did a story about it. I had to use the restroom at the airport. I had a shit. Stalls are closed. Last one is open, wide open. The last stall is wide open at the airport. So I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Beeline, turn, go in the stall. Fucking 70-year-old man. Like, okay, well, that's taken. walk.
It was just wide open.
He did not give a fuck. Did not give a fuck. Yeah, he just had the door open. Didn't care. I like walked back, pulled up, took a picture of the wide open door, started my Instagram story. I was like, why the fuck is there an old man in there taking shit with the door open? Employee walks by. I was like, just watch him. I was like, oh, he's gonna go poop. Hits that door, goes like this, turns, walks back towards me, and I was like. He just starts laughing. He's like, motherfucker, dude. He's like, what the fuck? We mumble under our breath. I'm like, I've never had somebody just shit with the door open. We've seen it in Seattle with the low-cut doors, but that dude just, he's at that point of life where he's just too lazy to even close the door.
It's not laziness. He was asserting his dominance.
I like how at SHOT Show you can really see like the generations of people. Like there's like the old dudes wandering around that was like, I was going to SHOT Show when it was one room and every gun here had a wooden stock on it. And now there's like all the tactical hipsters running around. It was definitely one of those first older guys at full bathroom waiting in line. First time I've seen a line for the men's bathroom in years.
He had the sushi in Vegas.
Yeah. I just like it's guys huddling around and all just like, uh-huh.
It was my turn. Old guy steps out of this urinal. And I just, like, make direct eye contact. Thanks for warming it up for me. I've never seen anybody start fucking leave a bathroom so fast in my life. He was uncomfortable about it.
A moment of time separating your asses from each other.
Dude, it was, like, under a minute for sure.
Nice.
What time do we got to go to Brandon's?
Right now. We're just going to time lapse. We're going to do a quick
hammered. We'll be back.
We're going to do a quick hour time, 2-3 hour time lapse. We'll be back drunker or more sober.
Or it'll be tomorrow after breakfast. We'll see how rough this gets.
You have two. Yeah, then now the audience is like, well, we get to see. It's like us in the morning.
Sometime later.
It's so one of us. The rest are in Joe. Oh,
God. Bye.
I fucking hate all of you.
That went better than expected.
That was great, dude.
Nothing caught fire.
Yeah, well, we ran into Trump's son, ran into Vivek. It was a good day.
It was a great day. I need a cigarette.
I was hanging out.
We literally met all of
this. I was drinking with Chuck Liddell.
Well, the funny part is this all sounds like a fucking bit right now.
I know.
Legitimately. We were with Chuck Liddell, Vivek Ramaswamy, Donald Trump Jr.
And we're not addressing there's fucking two more people added onto
this. We caught a couple people along the way. By the way, I'm actually really happy, bits aside. This is the first time we've ever been on a podcast together. I was excited for that.
Oh, shit.
That is true.
Oh,
that is weird. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
The podcast wasn't good when he was on.
That's true.
It didn't have us yet. I know. So we're, you know.
I thought you were talking about my performance. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll try a lot better this time.
it's the natural anxiety kicks in. Like, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I love that one. You love fucking whiskey.
I do. Yeah,
who don't?
I love soda pop. I love pizza. I like a lot of things.
Your superpower was
long
amazing.
Walks on the beach.
Yeah, thank you. I was hoping that whenever you text me earlier, you're like, "Yeah." So I ran. I love this is what I love about YouTube friends is that you always you get a text from them. And they're like, "Yeah, they're just hanging out. We got some pizza, right?" Ran into Trump's kids. And you're like, what? I was really hoping. I was really, really, really hoping it was Baron. We were hanging out with Baron. I'm like, isn't he like 16 years old?
Don't worry about it.
He's time traveling.
I've never seen him smile.
He's also like 9 foot tall, too.
He is. Yeah, he's a large ventriloquist like dummy. Yeah, he's like a large puppet.
Controlled by Jesus. He's a bully, right?
Huh?
He looks like a bully.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he looks like. He looks like Slender Man. Have you seen him? walking through
he's
the void.
He's encrypted. He just started cringing about the fucking Baron Trump.
Yeah, literally. He's all legs. That's why I wish I had his life, dude.
He's already got lore on the internet. Like the Baron Trump's starting to become a meme like that.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. It's so good.
Is he the new cryptid?
He is the new cryptid.
Unironically be a great cryptid.
call Isaiah. Like, hey, we need you to revise your list again.
Yeah, exactly.
What's he do, though? Like, each cryptid has a power.
I have to find Dad.
He hangs
up. Right? He whispers in your
tears
ear.
Tears open a fabric in time itself and, like, crawls through.
I mean, come on.
It just appears out of nowhere.
Where's my father at?
My father's coming.
That'd be kind of creepy, right?
Just small hands.
It's like the Jurassic Park, the water.
Yeah.
Daddy is coming. Daddy's angry. Yeah.
You see two black cats walk by like the fucking ripple in the Matrix.
Baron Trump's on the way.
We have to get out of here.
Oh, my boys.
Oh, Jesus. Chaos.
Here we are.
Today is... Technically.
Yeah, what day is it?
It's too early. Wednesday. Wednesday. I thought it was Monday.
No, it's Thursday now. Fuck you.
Thought it was Monday.
So I mean, fuck him, to be fair. That's fine.
Hunter, we did 30 minutes of this podcast before.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, then we went
before
out,
I was hijacked to come here.
Yeah.
You were like, let's go gamble. And you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, I begged and pleaded. I said, I just really want to just do something. And you guys grabbed me by the base of my neck and just kind of dragged me up here is what happened.
That was awkward. I was there.
It was extremely awkward.
Awkward elevator ride up.
Yeah, I'm just whimpering the whole time.
The dealer at the Baccarat table was not impressed with us. Yes,
please tell us about your Baccarat stories because this is amazing.
I just love Baccarat. No one knows what Baccarat is.
No. Asian people do.
They definitely do.
Go on.
Well, just if you have some Chinese listeners, they're gonna be like, what?
Well, they're not here after the first
Baccarat.
They're not here after the first half of the podcast.
Yeah, Brandon got all our Chinese listeners killed earlier. Ah,
God damn it! Yeah.
God damn it! Thank God. It depends on your perspective.
We're about to tell the same story on the podcast twice. It's fucking great.
It's okay.
We had some Chinese fans stop me downstairs, and when they were taking the photo, I'd like, all right, you guys ready? Good? 3, 2, 1, fuck the Communist Party, or something like, fuck communism. And they're just like, oh, they all got physically uncomfortable because they're from China.
I just wish they'd be like, hey, no. I would have loved that response.
No. Enough of that. That was the second part. The first part was they're like, yeah, we're gun influencers from China. And he goes, you guys are allowed to have those? I thought communism wasn't going to let that happen. And the leader of this group was like, yeah, we're not going to talk about that. And then they just kept talking about other shit. Then that happened. He said, fuck communism. And the dude that was in charge took the fucking memory card out of the camera. I watched it happen.
He said, we have a very popular gun YouTube channel in China, Underground.
Okay, I see. The problem with all of this too is I'll be completely with socio-political stuff, whatever. I don't even know what the hell. I've heard of communism, right? Don't know what it is.
Same. Oh, we've got an expert on
it's
that
like
here.
It's like the world's leading diet program. Really?
Well,
for getting technical.
He's out of line, but he's right.
A lot of doctors recommend dieting, so I don't know. I mean, who knows? Yeah,
for so at least my doctor. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to lose wealth?
Partake in?
Could I have a taste?
Yeah.
Do you want to lose wealth and weight at the same time? Try communism. See if communism is right for you.
Hunter's like, this is why I was pleading. Don't bring me up to this.
No, right. No. I all I know is... one thing I like about communism. Can I talk about why I like communism?
Yeah, please.
Communists have large pictures of themselves, large paintings of their faces. I want that. That's all I want.
That's it.
That's it. Party
of what would it be? Papa Meat, Hunter.
I don't know. I would love to think of a flag. A nice strong communist flag that I can get behind.
Marxist, meanest.
And then I can have it, and then it could be. It would look great with a nice. Pick, you know, like a painting of myself, like that, and a huge marble palace. I don't know who funds this, but it's
capitalism, baby. You have to buy this shit, dude.
People work together in unison to create this marble palace of me.
It sounds like a dictatorship.
And I'm like, it's fair. It's fair. It's all fair. I promise.
All of you have to work 14 hours a day.
People are carrying large pieces of marble up these stairs. I'm massaging their shoulders, and I'm just like, isn't this great?
This is,
and there's a great, great, beautiful painting that's happening of me. I just, that's all I want.
You can buy, we played Roulette earlier, you can buy all these things in your proposed communist version.
I don't have enough.
Slavery is involved.
I don't have enough. I need a different strategy to get there, and I think communism's the way. I'm sold. I'm sold. I'm there.
That's your Patreon.
Yeah, fuck it. I believe in that now. That's my thing.
You did I was gonna say.
I have no real understanding of it, but that is.
As all right, I'm not in. You just leave now. I got it. Yeah. I'm out.
If there was one random,
we
if
see a plane fly away.
Sounds great. I would get on a plane. If there was one man who's like,
I get a, he's like, I can promise you a 50 foot tall painting. I'd be like, where's the plane? Where are we flying? Where are we going? That's what I want.
There was a, I know a guy with an island who liked paintings too. I think Chris Ramsey was there recently.
Oh no. Oh no.
Where are the little girls
at? Is it the one bit with the guy who's on with like Bobby Lee or whatever? He's like, I would like to go to the island. Why won't you let me go? I want to go. Like, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, this was fantastic. A terrible idea.
I know. This is the worst idea. Like, let's get
communist, billionaire islands. We're going to hit it all.
You're just having fun at this point.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it's a good time.
Side note, how's your fucking your channel?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, fuck that.
I don't. Okay. Who gives a shit, dude? I do. Yeah. I make shit.
We actually love your channel. Like, I make pig slop
for YouTube, dude. I'm a part of the problem.
No, it's a beautiful problem.
When people come up to me and they're like, really love what you're doing with the Pop Me channel. I'm just like, what am I doing? Especially, yeah, I don't know. It's like a weird guilty, especially since I made the like announcement video thing. It's been like a weird juxtaposition of people being like, really? So this is what you're doing now? And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to pay for my bills and stuff. And then another part of me, it's weird. It's a weird ocean ride of stuff.
Step into 2024 with confidence. Thanks to Manscaped, where revolutions are made. As the new year approaches, why not make your self-appearance a breeze by keeping your body well-groomed? Introducing the Manscaped Performance Package 5.0 Plus Premium Ultra. Razors, beard cream, brushes, cowboy hats, Ultra. The ultimate inclusive kit to help you feel clean cut and confident, as you should. Featuring the Powerhouse Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This next-gen trimmer ensures precision and ease when tackling your toughest hairs. So kick off 2024 with the trim above the rest. And use code UNSUB at manscaped.com and save yourself 20% off and free shipping.
What are some of your resolutions this year? Mine is to trim the twig and berries, because a tree looks bigger when shrubs aren't around. What about you, Cody? What are you going to do? I'm shaving my pubes. Audience, do you know what I love about Manscaped stuff? It's waterproof.
Manscaped also threw in two free gifts for you. The Boxers 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag. Now, resolutions may come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay thanks to Manscaped's latest and greatest. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code UNSUB. Happy New Year's to your balls.
Ocean ride.
You have like amazing people that look at you now as the content creator for editing.
You almost said communist.
For communism.
You can put that in there now. Yeah.
You can put that in there now. Oh, we have to make Papa Meat.
You said communism merch. Content creator.
Oh my God. Content.
But everyone looks at your content for like inspiration. Like your beats, everything about it. All of us talk about this in our group message. We're like, yo, homeboy got it down.
Yeah, it's homeboy. you and Oompaville are the guys we look to with editing right now, because you guys are crushing it. Like, that's some of the only content I watch nowadays, aside from, you know, present company excluded.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even watch their stuff.
Well, I'll say I said this before the podcast was recorded, and I'll say it again. Stop that, because I need you. Don't you dare plagiarize how I do my things. People, you stick to Mr. Beast. I'm gonna no looking at me for how you do your stuff. I want to be I want to monopolize what I'm doing.
So I could choose
to give exactly away what everyone else is doing.
So I could choose to give away a Lamborghini or sit in front of a desk.
Yeah, or be morbidly obese and talk about disgusting things. That's pretty much the two the juxtapositions you have now.
I know what I have to do. I just don't know if I have the strength to do it.
Bro, your fucking diaper video. Holy shit.
Yeah, Pamper Chew's cool, man. I think he's dead. I don't know what happened to him.
I like you ended that. You're like 7 years no return from.
I mean, if you microwave and wear diapers, you know, you're going to get sick.
You should be fucking dead.
Well, I don't.
That sounded like a threat.
I think if you were forcibly putting dirty diapers on people, I could maybe get behind that. But if you're just like digging out Pampers by yourself and putting them on, I'd be like, you know, do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. That was the most. That, I will say that was the most optimistic, like nonchalant. He had a video revealing that he had cancer, and he was just like, "Yeah, people are worried about it." But
was it the microwaving shit?
Well, he was like, You know, that's what everybody was saying. That's what everybody was saying. And I would probably say the same.
He was so positive on that farewell message.
He was.
I'm dying.
He was 7 years later.
Yeah. He was wearing a Thomas the Tank Engine onesie. And he's like, I got cancer. People are bummed about it. I think I'm fine.
You have cancer, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm probably the fucking hell, dude.
Are you guys in Las Vegas? You guys didn't watch the video.
I'm like, hey, I haven't seen Hunter's new video. You're like, don't. It made me physically ill.
Best thing about it, fully monetized.
That is so fucked.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, when he's like milking it for the toilet.
Yeah, oh, yeah. God.
He tears it up and puts it in the toilet. Yeah.
To clean him out. Yeah. How to dispose of used diapers.
It's nice.
For the viewers out there, this man used diapers.
Yeah, paper chew. You can look them up. It's a simple Google image, you know? A Google search.
Deep dive that one. Ooh. Who told you about that one? Like,
I forgot who it was. I think it was somebody on the team who was like, dead. There's this guy who microwaves and wears diapers. And I was like, you know what? And he's like, yeah, I think he's dead. And it was kind of like pretty much how I just approached the conversation. And it was just an insane rabbit hole. There's so much archive. It's like, it's very interesting, like lolcows and stuff and how they get documented on the internet. I'm very curious to see where in like 100 years, how people look at like internet history and stuff. And like, even like Chris Chan or like, even like a Pamper Chew or like King Cobra or these like people, whatever, how it's like, how people take it upon themselves to document things. Cause people are like insane documentarians now. Like they record, they screenshot everything, they archive it. Like shit that people that in Congress have done for like 400 years or whatever. There's just like some kid in Montana who's like, he just posted. Next screenshots it and he's like, perfect. And like uploads it to a database and everything. Yeah.
I can't wait till our group chat is in the Library of Congress. But
which one? So many group chats.
The one we'll probably go to fucking prison for. Yeah, we'll be all right.
We're not even going to say what that group chat's name.
No, I just love how you're just like, yeah, I can't remember who told me about the guy who microwaved shit diapers. And I'm just like,
if someone
approached me with that conversation, you would think, I would remember them forever.
You would think that it would ring a bell and be like, what's that guy doing? Right? But
and that's why I'm here.
With the operation we have going on, what we do, it's just like, there's just so much stuff where it's like, yeah, there's a guy who like bloodlets his son because he thinks he's sick. And I'm like, okay, that might be a video. Who else has what? It's like a guy who like throws up and microwave, or like a guy who throws up and smoothies his like throw up, deep freezes it. And I'm like, okay. That's an option as well. Like it's just like there's so much shit going on that at this point it's just kind of all, you know, who knows who
says
that's
a hard one to send to the group chat. It's like, hey, bros, you seen this video?
I don't think so. I think
sending one of the original videos. Like, yeah. It's pretty good. Check it out. It's hilarious.
If anything, I think that people are more tore up now if they're just like, yeah, this guy, he like pops his pimples, and people are like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this is lame. You know what I mean? Okay, who cares? And he's like, no, but it's like gross. And it's like, shut up.
This dude stomps on diapers in his fucking.
And that's when I take off my glasses. I'm like, go on.
He put a jar away.
He started what? Civil War?
It's fucking. Oh my God. And now you're getting into cryptid stuff with Wendigo. Mm-hmm. We love Wendigo, your son.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my son. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, he's doing so good.
What was the official? He's the John Wick's dog of the unsub universe.
Yeah, if you fuck with him, you're fucked. We will fucking kill you.
Oh yeah, there's lore now about that. Oh, God. But yeah, he is unsub son. He's our dog. You fuck with him, we are out for your blood.
But on that note too, I have been really enjoying that. Was it Borrasca?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have not finished it yet, so no spoilers for any of that shit.
Oh, have fun. Hey, have fun on part two.
So I'm halfway through it, dude. I had food poisoning all morning. That's what I was listening to, because
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't listen to part two then. Yeah, part two is pretty harsh.
Oh, no, that's what I was listening to.
Oh, you're listening to part two? Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Okay. Well, that's a fun way to treat that.
The sounds of his violent diarrhea.
Yeah.
You don't know shit about ass piss or something.
It's crazy listening to you talk about these. Even, like, Borrasca's a story. It's like a four...
You had part, how many parts is it? Just the two
parts? Four parts is the original run, and they did a fifth part as like a follow up, I think, a little after the initial run.
But
so
it
four
is
parts,
a
yeah.
Read. It
yeah,
is
it's, a
read.
It's a long, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we're here to watch. It's a long ass story. You're looking at 4 hours. How long is the episodes for that?
About
you
2.5 hours. So like about 5 hours of content.
But part two, and then you guys are done.
Yeah, there's a part five, but I think that we were just kind of interested in doing the initial run, with it. So
I thought you were going to do a 4-part video series.
No.
This is a long story. It's like even Ted the Caver. I remember reading that in 2002.
Oh, I loved it. Yes. Such a good one, man. Yeah,
frat bro Ted was my favorite part of all that.
You're gonna whip the dog, and you're like, hey, just send it through the fucking hole. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, fuck him. What was the dog's name?
I don't fucking remember.
Wasn't it whip? Something like maybe I don't
probably
know.
Is whip.
Wishbone.
Which is your next one you're doing for it?
We're releasing one, or I don't know. By the time this comes, I don't know when this comes out, but during this recording, we just recorded one that's my dead girlfriend is messaging me on Facebook or whatever. It's like a creepypasta.
I thought that was like a first person thing. Yeah. You were just like, so anyway, my dead girlfriend.
Yeah. I had an aneurysm, and I'm just like, but by the way, it's the craziest thing ever. But yeah, but no, it's
selfish ass dead girlfriend keeps messaging me on Facebook.
Stage 5 clinger from beyond the grave.
Yeah, exactly. God, give it a rest already. You're dead.
Yeah. Can somebody salt and burn this bitch's bones or something? Like,
yeah.
Just fucking comedy gold.
Yeah, no, it's been fun seeing this thing evolve and stuff as well. It's been a while since I've been on this podcast too, so it's been a second.
Dude, last time you had the best superpowers offset. You are the only person that came in with the offset of that superpower because we usually distribute that, and you're like, nah.
I know what I want.
Two teeth and a black eye.
I was very, very intoxicated. I don't remember a lot of it. I think I remember is talking about some incident in a toilet bowl that I remember. I was like rewatching, and I was like, oh, that's out there.
My favorite part is the aftermath at Matt Best's house.
Oh my god, dude!
That was still today. I like it, it's hard for me to like.
He's hear such that
a
that story.
He's such a nice guy, and every time he's always like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm always like, "Hi.
Sorry, I told you what I think.
It was just ours. Yeah.
Have we told that story?
I don't know because I wanted to save. I hate hearing drunk stories about myself. I literally that podcast.
Half of them are documented now.
Yeah, but that podcast I will never watch. I was like, oh, Blackout Eli, not gonna watch that episode ever in my life.
Rough watches for sure.
Bro, I'm not doing it. I just see comments. I'm like, oh, that's all I need.
Did you see Eli physically drooling on the microphone? Like, y'all have done unsub sober.
I try to a lot of the time.
Attaboy.
That one was rough. So we had Chris Ramsey, Wes Barker, magicians. They Chris solves puzzles.
And real quick, can we just the story?
The thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the first time.
Yeah. Go, go.
Sorry, the first time.
Wait, does Hunter want us to tell this to you?
Well, is this okay to tell?
Yeah. I mean,
we can cut all of this.
No, it's okay.
All right.
G-Van's like, thank fucking God.
G-Van, I love you.
Our first time meeting Mr. Hunter. Wonderful human being.
Was that actually the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time we hung out.
That was the impression.
What a terrible impression.
It was hilarious. It was
like
so
the diaper
funny.
Guy. It's like, man, that left a fucking impression.
Yeah. I really should be like, so what's your guys' opinion on diapers? Are we doing dumpster diving or not? Yeah.
Hunter goes hard.
I want to know who I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, he comes down to San Antonio. Thank you, Hunter. We all get shit wrecked. And Matthew calls us, Matt Best, and he's like, hey, do you want to come over to the house? I'm like, yeah, we'll come over to the house.
Beautiful property.
So we went over there. No, that's not what you said. You walked in, you're like, yeah, cool house. Hunter, dude, we all go, you're like,
wow, neato.
Dope. Just walk in and own
it. I think
so. This is why you charge 23 a bag, huh?
I think I definitely, 23 a bag.
Beige balls.
Might have been a bit of envy. Maybe, so we'll see. I don't remember saying that. In my key memory, I said, I was like, oh my God, this is a beautiful home. I was like that. I was like, oh, this pool. Look at this.
Cool.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
We go into Matt's house. And the entire time, you just ridicule him. And it was the fucking shit.
After downing an entire fifth of whiskey, I
think. Yeah, yeah. We just go in there and you ridicule him the entire time. And we're all just fucking laughing our asses off. And it's nothing, like, it wasn't a bad thing. Okay. It was so funny because Matthew didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, he was all just, he was like...
Everyone got front row seats to the roast of Matt Best unexpectedly.
It was so good.
That's horrible. such a nice man.
Good. He opened his house to you.
Literally, him, what his wife, his beautiful family, and yeah, not good.
It was a great time.
It was perfect.
What do I do?
Talked about that's this for weeks.
That's unfortunate. I feel like I was sincerely, my memory was me being like, oh my God, man, congratulations on this. That was the mental note in my head. Meanwhile, honestly, just... man, well done.
I wasn't even there.
For sure.
The only thing that I remember, I think, negative that I had to say, this is what I'll die by, because all this is hearsay, right?
From a congressman.
You know, exactly.
And you know, right? You can trust all of those. Yeah,
exactly. Is I think I went to in his like fucking like workout compound barn thing, whatever, right?
Yeah. I think they call it a gym.
No. I would not go in there and be like, this is a gym. I was like, I don't know what the hell is going on here. There's like a 1967 like Ferrari just like parked in the middle. I'm like, well, that has to be weird to get around, you know?
It's a
I remember I said the biggest thing I remember is I went to an office. I said he has like a gun vault in his in that place though.
Yeah, yeah. The literal walk-in gun vault.
And you know what I said? A bit much. That was the one complaint. I said, that's a bit excessive. I said, what do you do with this?
You walk in his house. Cool. Bit much.
That's what I meant. That's the narrative I remember. This is that.
I forgot about that.
So, you know, we're leave it to the viewers to decide what exactly really happened, right? Because at this point, yeah, it's all hearsay. And Matt's not here to really verify anything, so... I feel like I'm still looking like a pretty good guy after this.
The funny part is this is a comedy podcast and everything we say is bits. This is all lies. We make it all up. None of this happened in
none
real
of
life.
It.
Except for when it's the truth.
All the time.
Yeah, every single moment.
It was the first time like somebody left Matt's house and Matt was like, I gotta sell more coffee.
We're on dangerous territory right now. We are like one bad joke away from an SEC investigation.
G-Man just walked. Our editor is like, God, I have to sacrifice this thing.
Hey, bring it up.
Not enough. He's like, I got followed around by the fucking ATF.
Oh my God.
With a cell phone camera.
That was a good one.
That was fun.
What are you doing for your for future? How often are you going to do animation pieces now? Are you just going to limit it to like one time a year, a couple times a year, just when the actually spark hits?
Yeah, I feel like I got nothing in the tank right now. I have no idea. I mean, it could be like something where maybe I come back in like 4 months and I feel totally recharged, but at the same time, I'm not like, I just have no like desire to push it anymore. Because that's another thing too, is like.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of fucking money and time and effort and stuff. And at the end of the day, if I'm doing parodies on, I mean, I don't fucking know. Like,
you get to sit down, have fun, talk to your community, review shit you like, and it's like I hit record.
I will say, you know what? One thing I was kind of pissed about, which I love Matt Pat. I love him. All right, great guy. Yeah, honestly. Great guy. Motherfucker kind of retired me for myself by putting me in the thing. Because my video said goodbye for now, all right? And he's like, oh, I mean, it's leaving. I was like, no! I was like, that's not the narrative, Matt. I was like, what's going on? And people are like, dude, Matt Pat, like, said you're... I'm like, God damn it.
Dude, like, everyone was like, Meat Canyon is quitting.
He's done. I'm like, and it just goes to show that people cannot watch a 9-minute video where I'm like, I just need to take a bit of a break and reassess, and I'll be back in a bit.
To be fair, just like, the thumbnail is you in a coffin.
Yeah, goodbye for now. Because it's symbolic. To me, it was this. To me, it is. Oh, well, yeah. All right. To be fair, I have to get those clicks. All right.
Yeah.
But no, the thing, too, is like, I always just looked at it as like a ceremonious thing of like the death of a tradition kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I was uploading every 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore on that fucking channel. I want to put that to bed. So it did feel like a permanent kind of like, that's like, we're done. I'm done with that.
Well, the thing I like about it is that, like, a lot of our friends experience burnout one degree or the other. But when it gets to a certain point, you just, like, you just hang up, hang your hat, and you're done.
Mm.
At least you have something that you can just do a lateral jump to that you actually still enjoy.
Yeah.
Like your B channel. Mm-hmm. That's kind of rad because it can really grate at you for a bit if you only have one thing, like your one main channel. And then you don't feel like doing that anymore. It's like, that's not only is it your entire, online career or whatever, that's several other people's careers. That's your editors, your everything. You got a whole team behind you.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you can repurpose that.
Maintaining artistic integrity.
I think it's super, super easy for anyone, which also, here's the thing, too, dude. I know people are going to be like, oh, I make cartoons and it's hard sometimes or whatever. I get it, dude.
It's
like,
fucking hard, though.
It is what it is. But I guess the biggest thing is, with any facet of your life, whatever, it is extremely easy to build resentment towards any kind of career, whatever. And if I don't have to, like, hate fuck my channel, then I'm not going to do that. Like, that's what it felt like after a while. You know what I mean? It's extremely easy to just be like, God. Fuck, whatever.
That's annoyingly relatable.
It's super, super easy to, like, something that you started 5 years ago where you're like, this is awesome. And then people are like, this is cringe, whatever. You're like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm having fun. Yeah. But then after a while, shit changes and whatever. And you're just like, I just don't want to do this anymore. But it's your main source of income. It's what everybody knows you for. It's fucking brutal. It's like, you have to, like, really know how to, like, maneuver around that and find something new. So I would rather just, like, I don't want to, like, completely abandon it, but I just want to
step back.
Whenever I do something, people are like, oh, this is sick, whatever. And it's not just like, Rugrats, but, oh, it's fucking, like, weird, Like, I don't want to do that forever. I did it for a while. It's fun, whatever. But I'm like, I want to, like, do some other shit, whatever.
Rugrats. Gave half the table an existential crisis.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No, I did. The biggest thing is that I think that you just have to be completely honest with yourself, and I think people will unironically follow whatever. A lot of the stuff I do on Pop of Meat, I do think it's like landfill content that is serving the YouTube algorithm and like what other people are doing, and that's fine. But it's the idea isn't like, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel with like, I'm not trying to even do different shit, but I'm just trying to how do you make it more fun? How do you make it like, introducing animations to that. We're doing different things. We're like getting props and we built a set, all this kind of stuff. It's just
I'm excited for some of that stuff. I know we can't talk about it probably, but.
Yeah, I'll show you some stuff after the recording or whatever, but it's not about like reinventing shit. It's just like, how do we like just keep adding to it or whatever.
And I've seen some of the stuff that you're working on. Mm-hmm. Like that's, we're entering that weird age in YouTube where, like, it's becoming what TV was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And people have voices. You're just not beholden to a studio or something. You just get to do whatever the fuck you want to do, which is mm-hmm. really rad.
It's also, you can see your passion with what you love and then, like, animation, but also the thing and the movies you grew up with, which is fucking amazing to watch because I've seen some of the stuff. I'm like, my boy is going to be happy as shit. And you will be happy and you will see that come across in your content, I truly believe.
Or I'll put out of my mouth and I'll upload it to YouTube.
Hey.
And that'll be fun.
Google Gobble, one of us, Google.
He's a veteran.
Every YouTuber thinks about this.
You're the second honorary veteran of the podcast.
This was our first one. Now you're a veteran.
I was actually sitting in the back of your guys' side prevention meeting today, just like all the blood forced to my face, just like.
Can I tell the original joke?
Which one?
The joke I was going to make that I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you could tell.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I gave the opening for that.
Brandon did, first off, let me say, you did an amazing job at your speech.
Thank you, buddy.
You just came up. You came,
it was really good.
You
talked, it was mediocre, but I
no,
I appreciate
you had Chris. You made everyone laugh. Then Tim actually looked over. He was like, man, you fucking, you nailed that.
was like, yeah, I was expecting something different because I knew the original. You knew
the original joke.
I was like, well, who told you not to do the original joke?
Like, well, there it is.
Yeah. We were at dinner and you're like, oh, hey.
I threw the original joke at Tim. And he's like, yeah, maybe don't. So, because I was joking, because I'm one of the few people in the room that you know, I never served. I'm not a veteran, but I did grow up, you know, military, you know, two Army brats who never had the sense to leave Fayetteville. So Fort Bragg, everything like that. So, like, I grew up around the military. Didn't really realize the military sense of humor wasn't normal. So, you know, that was kind of awkward. But if it makes everybody in the room feel better, I often think about putting a gun in my mouth. So I'm basically an honorary veteran.
Fucking better on this side.
The best
like,
in the back row of Jets. Good joke. That's a
every no laughs, but
don't use it for anything else. This is for veteran shit.
Every person I ever told it to, every veteran I've ever told that joke to, laughed their ass off and said, "You can't fucking say that."
Yeah.
Also, get this man an Applebee's discount.
Cody, close us out.
Oh, God. No, we can't close on that. Fuck.
Oh, why? Okay. Positive message.
Yeah, positive.
Say the line. Say the line at the end of the ad.
What?
I'm Brandon Herrera.
No.
And I approve this message. Yeah.
I was on the edge of a...
That's what gets complicated. It's just gets pieced together. He's like, no.
We're recording this at 1 a.m., so... Okay.
And now we're going to go gamble and drink.
Yep.
Christ alive. Well... Send us out.
Thank you guys for joining the Unsubscribed Podcast. I am here with Mr. Eli, King Trout, Brandon Herrera, Fat Electrician, and Hunter Mee Canyon, one of our favorite boys in the world. Thank you for joining us.
You look disgusted, man.
That's my political smile.
Mine too.
Thanks.
Well, let's see your communism smile.
Oh, my painting smile is going to be.